the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRVI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRVI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Batesville High School as we are here with the 100th annual Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Game number two tonight will feature the Jacksonville Eagles and their 3-1 record taking on the Batesville Bulldogs, the defending champions in the tourney, coming in at 6-3. Tonight's game brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehring's, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, The Rusty Buck, Franz Gutzweiler, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications, Hurton Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Brian, we got one game in the books tonight. South Ripley knocks off Milan in game number one, 63-39, to advance to the championship game. We got Batesville and Jacksonville coming up. These two teams met back on November 25th right here in the opening game of the season for Batesville. They got the 69-39 victory over the Eagles, Brian.
Yes, this is a big rematch on that game. Both teams with a few more games under their belts. It's going to be a game. The Eagles, I think we're going to see them fire up a lot of threes tonight, from what I hear. We'll see what happens, but they're going to have to knock down shots from the outside, and you got to keep the bigger Batesville team off the boards, and same with them. They can fire up the three, but they can attack from everywhere. They had a good little run there in their tournament here over the holiday as they got beat by Columbus East, and I think they won over Pendleton, I think, is that second grade. So, and then the Eagles, of course, they were able to advance in that Edinburgh tourney. I'm going to bring this up because they got all the way to the championship and played some team from Hauser, who Hauser ended up getting the win, and you may have been over there watching some of that.
I was definitely over there. As folks know, my son Trent Moorhead is the head coach at Hauser. His Jets got the victory over Jacksonville in that championship game that night, 62-53. But Jacksonville made 10 threes in that ballgame, Brian. The kind of shooting they're going to have if they want to compete against this Batesville zone tonight. So, Brian, let's go ahead. We're going to take our first break tonight. When we come back, we're going to have our pregame interviews. First, you'll hear from head coach Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs, then Clint Bowman of the Jacksonville Eagles, and Brian and I will be back with starting lineups and tip-off here in just a little while. We're going to take a 60-second timeout, be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Boys Basketball Ripley County Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Cecil Ison from Ison's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to our pregame show as we get ready for game number two tonight in round one of the 100th Ripley County Tournament. Joined at this time by head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. Coach Garrett, in your lengthy tenure at Batesville, you've been around a lot of Ripley County tournaments. Not sure any is going to be more special than this 100th version.
Yeah, it's amazing coming off our 100th anniversary of Batesville basketball 4 years ago. Just having an opportunity to be part of a celebration of 100 years of Ripley County tourney basketball, the longest lasting holiday tournament in the state. And just the historical significance based on things is what's made it last and endure. So just humbled to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And coach, the Bulldogs come in, went 1-1 in your holiday tournament. Talk about that experience and what your guys got out of that.
Yeah, all four good games. The largest margin, I think, was a championship game of 10 points between Clemens North and I'm blanking on the team they played, Ron Colley. And that was only 10 points because they had to foul at the end. So we had 3-4A schools come in, all close games. We dropped one in the morning to Clemens North, didn't put our best foot forth. Definitely didn't take care of the basketball late, and we gave one away, Coach, quite frankly. And then, but bounced back within just a number of hours because the consolation game was at 4, and beat a Pendleton Heights team that was probably playing the best of the four teams coming in, had beaten Guerin Catholic coming into the tournament. So it accomplished our goal of just seeing, playing some different teams. And when you get to that 4A level, stronger, faster, longer, more depth. So I was overall pleased, especially with how the guys mentally and physically bounced back. So I played 6 in both games. And I was most curious about that, if they would be feeling sorry for themselves or tired. But they really did a good job of some mental fortitude to get that win in the consolation game.
Coach, you come into tonight's game taking on a Jacksonville ball club who you faced back on November 29th. You got a 69-39 victory that night in your first game of the season. We both know both those teams are different teams now, midway through the season, if you will. Talk about this matchup.
Yeah, it's the game plan is going to be we've got to create as many possessions in this game as possible, make an 84-foot game as much as possible. Or I'm sure Coach Bowman wants to take 45 seconds, a minute, minute 15 per possession. So it's going to come down to a test of wills in terms of who can enforce their style of play on the opponent. But they've gotten better. I've watched their last 6 games coming into the tournament. And at South Decatur, they hit 2 threes and shot 12.5%. From that game forth, the 5 games coming into our game, they had one game of 39%, everything else between 40 and 48%. And they're taking 10 to 15 to 20 attempts. So we've got to definitely, our zone's got to do the job, which its main job is to not give up open threes. We got to run them off their spot on three-point shots because they are hitting it at a high level right now.
Coach, if my math is correct and my research is correct, you've won 11 of these county tourneys in your years at Batesville. What's it going to take to get number 12?
First and foremost, we got to take care of the basketball. The other thing we've been working on that has been a weakness of ours is just cleaning up boards, defensive rebounds, and crashing offensive boards to create more opportunities. So if we do those two things, I really like this group. They play hard. They play together. They're connected. They share the basketball. So all those, love being around them. If we can start taking care of those two weaknesses and continue to shore those up, I think that'll be our route to success for Ripley County.
Coach, thank you very much for your time here at the pregame show. Good luck to you and the Bulldogs tonight.
Thank you, Coach.
That's Aaron Garrett, head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball Ripley County Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to the pregame show as we get ready for game number 2 here in this opening night of the boys Ripley County tourney. Joined at this time by head coach of the Jacksonville Eagles, Clint Bowman. And Coach Bowman, the Eagles come in 5-6 right now. Got 2 wins in a holiday tournament over at Edinburgh. Talk about how your ball club's playing right now.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well over at Edinburgh. Had a tough physical matchup with Union County in the first game. Really kind of played to our strengths in the second game against Edinburgh. We ran our motion offense and really clamped down on defense. That was one of the best games we played defensively. Only gave up 7 points at half, and we just were communicating really well. And then we went up against a really athletic and quick Hauser team in the championship game on Thursday. Just a tough matchup for us. You know, we had a size advantage, maybe a strength advantage at some spots, but they were just so much quicker. So shot the ball pretty well, except from the free throw line. We missed a ton of free throws during that tournament, but we shot it well from outside. Played pretty well on defense, I thought, and gave ourselves a chance in that Hauser game. Just they made a few more shots than we did.
As tends to happen, you've drawn the Batesville Bulldogs in a tournament over here, Coach. I think that was the same draw last year, maybe. And talk about this matchup tonight with Batesville, who you saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, it's we always look forward to any chance we get to play them. It's tough when you got to come play on this floor twice in a year. But we had some success here a few years ago, and we're going to try to replicate that. So it's a tough matchup. Their rotations on their zone have really improved from the beginning of the year. If you watch some of the games from early in the season to this past week, it's night and day different. So we're going to mix up, throw some different looks at that zone, try to get as many outside shots up as we can, and try to give us ourselves an advantage. We've been shooting the ball pretty well, so we're going to let her fly, and if we can not turn the ball over and keep them in front and keep this from turning into a track meet, I think we got a chance.
Coach, much like myself and my partner Brian Samples, you're a Ripley County guy as well. What's it mean to you to be coaching in this 100th Ripley County tournament, a tournament that you played in as a player as well?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm kind of in a unique spot here. I played in the mid to late 90s there, and was on the Batesville team and that won it in 97. Then I was able to help Coach Smith a couple years ago with the girls and win it that year. And then we won it a couple years ago here myself. So it's just really special tournament. Everybody knows everybody. We're all friends until we get out on the court. But it's a neat thing. It's really cool to be a part of the 100th one.
Well, Clint, we appreciate your time here in the pregame show. Good luck to you and the Eagles tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
That's Coach Clint Bowman, head coach of the Jacksonville Eagles, and we'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball Ripley County Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we want to thank Jim Williams and Katie Kinker back in the studio for running the board for us tonight. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you as we get ready for game number two between the Batesville Bulldogs and the Jacksonville Eagles here on opening night of the 100th Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament. Brian, looks like the Bulldogs will be the home team, not only in the hearts of the home fans here, but also on the scoreboard wearing white tonight. Jacksonville will be in their road red uniforms. PA announcer is announcing the starting lineups for the Eagles as we speak. Brian, run down those starters for us here in game number two.
Thanks, Rob. I'll do that. For Jacksonville, it'll be a senior, number 15, Caleb White. Another senior, number 42, Clark Dwinger. Senior, number 30, Brady Cummer. Fourth senior, number 20, Landon Coleman. And first time starting this year, fifth senior, number 40, Brady Borgman. So for Jacksonville, it will be White, Dwinger, Cummer, Coleman, and Borgman. For Batesville, as you said, they'll be the home team. Makes it much easier for us on the scoreboard.
Amen.
It will be a senior, Gus Prickle, number 11. Junior, number 20, Cade Kaiser. Sophomore, number 3, Trent Lewis. A senior, 30, Sam Johnson. Another senior, number 42, Jack Grunkemeyer. And for the Bulldogs, it'll be Prickle, Kaiser, Lewis, Johnson, and Grunkemeyer.
Thank you very much, Brian. The Eagles are coached by Clint Bowman in his fourth season, an outstanding record of 60-30, back-to-back regional champions, and won this tournament, the Ripley County Tournament, back in 2022. On the sideline for the Batesville Bulldogs, 16-year mentor Aaron Garrett, 226-137, also an outstanding record. Numerous titles as well, including, Brian, as we mentioned in the pregame interview, in his 16 years at Batesville, he has won 11 Ripley County tournament titles, looking for that 12th one this year, trying to go back-to-back as they are the defending champion from 2023. Leading scorers for Jacksonville, Caleb White comes in averaging 13 points a game, Clark Dwanger 11, and Brady Cummer 9. Over on the Bulldogs sideline, Cade Kaiser leads them with 15 points a game, Sam Johnson at 13, and Jack Grunkemeyer at 9, and Gus Prickle at 8. And, Brian, anyone who's watched Batesville Bulldog basketball over the past couple of seasons knows Coach Aaron Garrett believes in that 2-3 zone, and we're going to see a lot of that tonight. One of the keys will be how the Eagles handle that.
You're exactly right, and I forget which game it was. You guys were calling a game, and I heard you mention that. It's like, it's a 2-3 zone. You know it's a 2-3 zone, but you still got to figure out how to beat it. You can see all the tape you want, but until you actually get out on the court, they're so long, cover so much area, it's not as easy as what you think when you can break it.
Indeed. The Eagles will be going from our right to our left in your mind's eye. Batesville going left to right. It's Cade Kaiser jumping center for Batesville against Clark Dwenger. And Batesville unable to control the tip into the backcourt. Jackson Dell gets it, and they'll get the first offensive possession. Borgman swings it around the perimeter. Jackson Dell getting lined up against this zone. They go right side to Caleb White. White finds a lane, drives to the basket, puts up a 12-foot jumper. No good. Rebound.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Good news and bad news. Bad news is we had a connection problem and you lost our connection for about 2 minutes. Good news is you haven't missed a thing. We're still at 0-0 in this ballgame. 5:49 to play in quarter number one. Both these teams having trouble getting started offensively. Clint Bowman took a timeout. Jackson Dell will inbound the ball now on the far side as they attack this Batesville zone. Batesville trapping out of it. Eagles get it in the corner. Three put up by Caleb White. No good. Offensive rebound Batesville. They get it out quickly and they find Sam Johnson. Johnson goes up from the left side with a left hand, lays it in, and he is fouled, and we finally have points in the ball game, Brian.
First points of the night. That's a good take there by Johnson, up strong. Foul's going to be on Caleb White, his first, team second for Jackson Dell.
Sam Johnson, a 79% free throw shooter, makes good on the three-point play. Bulldogs on top 3-0. Here comes Batesville in a 1-2-2 full court press, and they get the turnover. Kaiser gets it, takes it down the lane, shot up no good, but he is fouled. That'll go against Clark Dwenger, and Sam Johnson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Make that Kaiser going to the free throw line to shoot two, Brian.
And for Batesville, their first attempt on the inside, they make the two. They were 0-for-4 from three to start the game.
First free throw up and good for Cade Kaiser. His first point makes it 4-0. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor. Assured Partners Insurance, 2-for-2 goes Cade Kaiser, and it's 4-0. Make it 5-0 Bulldogs. Now Batesville goes 2-2-1 press to kind of slow them down. So three different defenses here for the Bulldogs. Jackson Dell breaks the press, get it across half court. Brady Cummer pulls up for three, no good. Offensive rebound, nope. Defensive rebound for Batesville. Here come the Bulldogs. Johnson has it, swings it out to Lurs. They go left side to Kaiser. He looks inside to Grunkemeyer. Grunkemeyer gets it, now goes inside on a nice back cut by Kaiser. Kaiser off the window for two. He's got four, and Batesville's on top 7-0. Jackson Dell attacking this 2-1-2 press. They get it across the half court. Now they'll reset the offense in the half court. Out top with it is Clark Dwenger. Dwenger swings it right side into the hands of Landon Coleman. Coleman fights Brady Borgman top of the key. Now left wing to White. White goes inside with it, gets it back on the give and go. Caleb puts it up from the left block. No good. Jack Grunkemeyer clears the glass for the Bulldogs. Batesville quickly down floor to Johnson. Sam takes it down to the right block, but he'll get called for palming the ball. That turnover gives it back to the Eagles, Brian.
And that'll be the first turnover on Batesville, so a clean half to this point. We're halfway through the first period. Jackson Dell working against this full-court press.
Eagles in the front court. Get it across the timeline. Nice take inside by Landon Ashcraft. Is that right? And Landon goes off the window. No, Brady Cummer, excuse me, 30, not 10. Brady Cummer goes off the window for the Eagles. First two, Batesville gets it back. Lures puts up a three out of the left corner, no good. There to clear it is Clark Dwenger for Jackson Dell. Dwenger across the timeline gives it up to Brady Borgman, right wing. Brady now will swing it over into the hands of Landon Coleman, right back to Borgman. Borgman just to the right side, at top of the key, now brings it over to Cummer. Cummer swings it around to Coleman, back out on top to Borgman. All perimeter passing right now for Batesville. And there's going to be a foul, Brian, against the Bulldogs.
Yep, they're going to get a reach out here in the front. Trent Lures got caught right out here by half court. It'll be his first. That'll be the First team foul on the Bulldogs.
Jacksonville inbounds it on the sideline. They set up their offense against this Bulldog zone. They go inside to Dwenger. Dwenger kicks it out for the look from Landon Coleman. Coleman gets around a defender, gets it down toward the block, loses the handle on it. It'll go out of bounds off of Batesville. Keeper to Jacksonville. Coach Aaron Garrett questioning that. The officials look for help from one another and say, nope, it's going to stay right here with Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was either way. I really couldn't tell either when he made that turn who it went off of.
Inbounding for Jacksonville is Dwenger. Gets it in into the hands of Landon Coleman. Coleman swings it around to Borgman. Borgman picks it up between the circles, goes right side with it. Driving his comer. Picks up his dribble, kicks it back to Borgman. Three on the way, got it. Brady Borgman nails the three. He's a 46% three-point shooter. His first basket. Last 5 points go to Jacksonville. They trail by two, 7-5. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Lures goes inside to Grunkmeyer. Grunk spins, now kicks it out. Three on the way by Lures, and he got it. Trent Lures, his first basket, his 10th three-pointer on the season. Lures puts the Bulldogs up 10-5, 2:48 to play in the quarter.
That's their sixth three-pointer compared to just two twos attempted in this first period.
Jacksonville breaks pressure. Batesville brings this zone way out high. Cummer has it on the left side. Cummer being guarded closely by Lures. They take it out top to Dwenger. Dwenger goes right side with it. Now they go all the way in the baseline. Three on the way out of the far corner by Caleb White is no good. Offensive rebound and putback up and good by Brady Cummer. His fourth point in the contest cuts it to three, 10-7. Batesville with the basketball and the lead. Lures has it far side. Top of the key. Three by Grunkmeyer. No good. Rebound cleared out of there by Jacksonville. And Clint Bowman encouraging the Eagles from the sideline. Dwenger across the timeline, gives it up right side to Cummer. Cummer brings it out to the center circle to Borgman, now left side into the hands of Coleman. Cummer has it again back to Coleman. Coleman dribbling on the left wing. He takes it out between the circles and says, let's reset things here, boys. Gets it over to Dwenger. Dwenger goes off top to Borgman. Borgman dribbling, crosses over to Dwenger. Dwenger fakes, drives, kicks it off. White three out of the corner. It's long. Rebound controlled by Sam Johnson. Here come the Bulldogs. Minute and a half to play in the quarter. They go left side to Lures. He picks up his dribble. Now able to get it back. Takes it back out to Johnson. Brings it over to Lures. Nice cut inside. Johnson can't handle the pass from Cade Kaiser. It goes out of bounds. Give it back to the Eagles.
Two turnovers now on each team. Jacksonville got to be really happy where they're at here. Coming in the end of this first quarter.
I would agree with that, Brian. Only trailing by three with the basketball. 1:17 to play in the quarter. Now Batesville goes 1-2-2. Three-quarter court press. Aaron Garrett pulling out all the tricks tonight defensively. Jacksonville breaks it easily. Dwenger has it. Left side volleyball. And he tries to go inside to Simon. It goes between through Simon's hands. And Jacksonville able to hang on to the basketball. Inside a minute to play. Simon dribbling, picks it up, goes inside to Dwenger. Dwenger with the left hand, goes off the glass, no good. Rebound to Lures. Here comes Batesville. Quickly ahead to Braden Maple. Maple takes it down to the left block, loses the handle, the ball's loose. Lures comes up with it. Now we got a whistle and a foul that'll go against Jacksonville.
That foul's going to be on number 12. I thought he was showing number 11. It's 12. So that foul's on Carson Hughes. It's his first. Four on Jacksonville.
Batesville, 40 seconds left in the quarter, inbound. Sam Johnson has it in the corner. Sam spins, now turns, fires from 8 feet, no good. Rebound battle for the Eagles come away with it with 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Batesville on top, 10-7. Out top with the basketball, Jacksonville. They go inside to Caleb White. White kicks it out to Borgman for three. Out of the right corner, no good. Lures on the rebound, inside 20 seconds to play. Quick three put up from the far corner is good by Braden Maple. Maple gets in the scoring column, puts the Bulldogs back on top by six, 13-7. We're down to 5 seconds. Jacksonville trying to get it across the court. They do so to Carson Hughes. Finds Simon. Simon drives to the basket. Shot up is good, but they'll say it is after the buzzer. It does not count. And at the end of one quarter of play, the Batesville Bulldogs hold a 13-7 lead over the Jacksonville Eagles. Take a 60-second timeout. Be back with second quarter action right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Alongside Brian Samples, I'm Rob Moorhead, back with you to Ripley County Tourney. Batesville on top of Jacksonville, 13-7 in game number two. Batesville gets the first possession of the second quarter. A three put up top of the key by Braden Maple goes begging. Jacksonville gets the rebound. Here come the Eagles trying to cut into this six-point disadvantage. Dwenger gets it out into the hands of Caleb White. White puts up a three, left wing, no good, but Dwenger able to get the offensive rebound. Kicks it out. Borgman, three on the way, right wing, no good. Rebound battled for, and a whistle and a foul called on the rebound, Brian.
That's two offensive boards by Clark Dwenger in that same possession. That foul was on.
I think it's on Batesville. I thought he showed 10.
It's number 20.
20.
So Cade Kaiser gets his first.
Jacksonville inbounds under their own basket. They get it out in the hands of Carson Hughes. He lost the handle and got it back. Gets it to Dwenger. Batesville guards come way out high on that 2-3 zone. They get it over to Brady Borgman. Borgman near the center circle brings it back to Dwenger, left side. That high post is open, Brian, if Jacksonville can flash someone in there. Luke Simon finds Dwenger right there in that high post. Dwenger, one dribble, shot up off the glass, is good. Dwenger, his first basket, makes it 13-9.
Batesville has the length inside. When you do get it there, you got to be able to react. You got to know what you're doing when you're in there.
Kaiser kicks it out. A quick three by Batesville's Gus Prickle out of the right corner is no good. But on the offensive rebound, we have a whistle and a foul. And I believe that's going to go against Batesville as well, Brian. So give it over to Jacksonville.
Yeah, two quick fouls here to start the period. That's on number 42, Jack Grunkemeyer, his first, team second of the period.
Eagles will inbound the ball, and here we're going to see a man-to-man full-court press from Batesville. It's about the fifth different defense we've seen Aaron Garrett play here in the county tourney. Bringing it up is Landon Coleman. Gets trapped right across half court. Tries to throw a pass, and it's stolen by Johnson. Johnson gets it ahead to Lures. Lures tries to find Maple and throws it away. Clark Dwenger with the steal for Jacksonville. On the drive to the basket, a running one-hander put up by Cummer is no good. Rebound to Batesville. Lures looks out in the corner. He finds Gus Prickle. Prickle thought about the three, now kicks it out. It's back around to Lures. Inside to Grunkemeyer. Grunkemeyer drop step, layup, right hand is good. Grunkemeyer's first basket of the game makes it 15-9 Bulldogs. Dwenger working with Coleman to break this press. Dwenger brings it across the timeline. Has it tipped from behind and stolen. Sam Johnson comes away with it for Batesville. Sam picks up his dribble, brings it out top to Lures. Lures gets around his man, gets toward the block, tries to kick it out for a long three in the corner. It's stolen away by Jacksonville, and here come the Eagles. Dwenger has it, gives it over to Cummer. Cummer thought about the three, now kicks it over on the baseline down to Landon Coleman. They swing it back around to Carson Hughes. Now they go right side once again to Cummer. Eagles moving the ball around the perimeter, being very patient as they trail by six with 5 1/4 to play here in quarter number two. With the ball out top is Carson Hughes. Right side over to Landon Coleman. Coleman goes down to Dwenger. Dwenger takes it across court pass now to Brady Borgman. Borgman puts up a three left wing, no good. Rebound battle for, and great hustle by Cummer to get it for Jacksonville. Keeps the possession alive. They go baseline to Dwenger. Dwenger drives in, tries to go up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Sam Johnson. Here come the Bulldogs. Sam gets the ball back, gets into the paint, loses the handle on it, gets it back. Lures has it. Three on the way by Trent is in and out. Rebound control by Clark Dwenger. Fast and furious pace here in this ballgame, Brian.
Sure is. And Clint mentioned they may shoot 30, 35, 43 tonight, and they might be on pace for that.
Jackson Dell with the basketball, trailing by six, 4.5 to play in the half. They're in a 1-3-1 now against this Batesville 2-3 zone. Clint Bowman directing traffic from the sideline, trying to get the guys where he wants them. They go high post to Dwenger. Dwenger kicks it out to Hughes. Hughes, top of the key, three on the way by Coleman. No good. Rebound controlled by Grunkmeyer. Jackson Dell not having the success they had against Housers the other day, shooting threes. Eagles made 10 threes in that one. Batesville with the basketball, attacking this Jackson Dell man-to-man. Lures has it on the left wing. Goes inside to Grunkmeyer, guarded by Borgman. They kick it back out to Lures. Lures drives into the paint, kicks it out top of the key. Three on the way by Sam Johnson, and he got it. 6 points for Sam Johnson. Aaron Garrett wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30 as well. Batesville on top, 18-9, 3:49 to play in quarter number two on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, and Gary. Timeout is over. Jackson Dell inbounding against the Batesville man-to-man full court pressure. Jackson Dell trailing in this one 18-9. Eagles get it across the timeline. Cummer does so. Gives it up, and a quick three on the way out of the corner put up by Caleb White is no good. Batesville gets the rebound. They get it ahead to Sam Johnson. Tries to find Grunkmeyer. Grunk catches it, and a nice save as he was falling out of bounds. Gets it to Cade Kaiser. Kaiser lays it off the basket, off the backboard, I should say, in for two. Kaiser has six. Batesville on top 20-9. Batesville playing man-to-man in the half court here, Brian. Jackson Dell attacking this man-to-man. They hand it off to Coleman down to the left baseline. Coleman brings it out to Dwenger. Dwenger thought about the three. Now he'll think better of it. Takes it right side to Cummer. Three on the way there. No good. Rebound battled for, and Grunkmeyer comes out of there with it. Quickly head to Kaiser. One dribble up to the basket, and Kaiser couldn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Coleman. Tries to throw cross court. Deflected out of bounds by Braden Maple. Keep it with the Jacksonville Eagles, Brian.
It looks like Jacksonville is having a little bit of trouble of reacting to the change of defense that Coach Garrett's thrown out. And Coach Garrett mentioned he thinks Jacksonville is going to hold it, you know, hold the possessions 35, 40 seconds, and he wants this thing going up and down the court.
Yeah, he's doing a good job trying to keep them off balance as Dwenger looks to bring it across the timeline. He's trapped. Does a nice job getting rid of it, finding Landon Ash. Ash kicks it out, and another three on the way by Caleb White is no good. Kaiser gets the defensive rebound for Batesville. Kate gets it back, takes it down the paint, up and in. Just a beautiful drive to the left side by Cade Kaiser, his eighth point. And the Eagles trail now 22-9, 2:22 to play in the half. Coleman across the timeline to Caleb White. White dribbling, going to the basket, puts it up from the right block. Contested shot, no good. Rebound battled for. Batesville comes out of there with it. It's Braden Maple. Maple gets it across the timeline. He'll reset it for the Bulldogs. Finds Landon Johnson right wing. Landon directing traffic. Nice back cut by Kaiser. Bounce pass from Johnson. Kaiser lays it up and in. Kaiser has 10, and now Clint Bowman wants a timeout as the Eagles find themselves trailing by 15 at 24-9. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be back with more right after this on Country 103.9, WRBI, and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student-athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Timeout is over. Jackson Dell breaks the full court press. They find Landon Coleman. Coleman takes it up, puts it in for two from the right side. Batesville quickly back down court. Maple misses a three. Here comes Jackson Dell on the attack. And Caleb White has his shot blocked out of bounds. I'm going to change that. It was not Coleman on that earlier too, Brian. I believe it was Brady Cummer.
Yes, you're right.
6 points on the night for Brady Cummer. Eagles trail 24-11. They have the basketball underneath their own basket. Batesville back in the 2-3 zone. Jackson Dell finds Coleman as a block. He kicks it out. Now White has it left side to Cummer. Cummer trapped there, gets rid of it to Caleb White. 1:19 to play in the half. Dwenger has it right wing. Dwenger looking, finds Cummer between the circles. Cummer on the bounce, gives it over to Dwenger. Gives it up on the baseline to Coleman, back to Dwenger. 1:05 to play in the half. It's Cummer for a three from the right wing, and he got it. Brady Cummer with his 9th point of the half makes it 24 of the half, I should say, 24-14. Batesville on top by 10 with the basketball. Out on top is Gus Prickle. Prickle finds a lane to the basket, puts up an off-balance shot from the left side, no good. But Brian, a whistle and a foul is going to send Prickle to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yes, and that foul was on Landon Ash. That's his first. And Coach Bowman not happy with that one. The whistle came kind of late, but nonetheless, it's going to send Batesville to the line.
These free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Rebecca Kraft with Assured Partners Insurance. Gus Prickle's first free throw is up and good. 75% free throw shooter coming in, 1-for-1 on the night. His first points of the ball game. Prickle makes it 25-14, looking to make it 26, and he does. 2-for-2 on that trip. 2 points for Prickle as Brady Borgman checks back in for the Eagles. Eagles trailing by 12 with 46 seconds left to play here in half number one. Eagles inbound the basketball against the Jacksonville, against the Batesville man-to-man. Dwenger across the timeline. Picks up his dribble, now kicks it over to Cummer. Cummer finds Dwenger on a back cut. Dwenger unable to pull the pass in. Sam Johnson chases down the loose ball, and we got a whistle and a foul on the loose ball, and I think it's going to go against the Eagles, Brian.
Yep, Clark Dwenger is going to get that foul. That'll be his second, team's second of the quarter.
Batesville with the basketball and a 12-point lead, 30 seconds play in the half. We'll see what Aaron Garrett decides to do. And it looks like, Brian, they may actually slow this down a little bit against this Jacksonville man-to-man as Gus Prickle dribbles it out near the center circle with 15 seconds left to play in the half. Prickle being guarded by Cummer continues to dribble the basketball. Prickle down to 10 seconds. Fakes the handoff. Fake me out. Now he's going to pull for three
too.
From the corner. No good. Dwenger on the rebound with 4 seconds. Clark dribbles it out of there. Gets it ahead to Coleman. Coleman, a long three up at the buzzer is no good. And at the end of the first half, the Batesville Bulldogs lead the Jacksonville Eagles 26-14. We'll take a timeout and come back with our halftime show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Ripley County Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
The sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy a Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. At the half, it's 26-14. The Batesville Bulldogs out in front. A lot of good things going on over here with the Ripley County Tourney. Right now, they are walking some of the coaches out on the court that have coached the boys basketball in the past. There's some names out there that I do recognize, some that I don't. I see Josh Blankenship's out there. You see Ray Barley's out there with them. Randy Combs, Coach David Bradshaw, Rob Moorhead, who was up here with us, came out. Bob Meyer, John Cobb. Several of the coaches that are in here now got to go out for a second, get introduced. Really neat thing that they're doing here with this 100th anniversary. It's good to see a lot of those coaches again. I saw Kevin Mack over here somewhere. He's hanging out up here in the stands. So a lot of good people coming in. Like you said, it's really good to see all those guys. Glad they can make it back. We want to thank Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehring's, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, and the Rusty Buck. Coming up on Saturday night between games will be the Hall of Fame inductions. Going in this year is Paul Best from South Ripley, 1970. Brad Borgman, Jacksonville, 1999. Marsha Lynn Fields, Jacksonville, 1976. Jason Loudick from Batesville, 1989. Alan Meyer from Batesville, 1994. And Mark Reilly of Sunman in 1961. So as those coaches are going out, I'll run through some stats I have for you here real quick at the half. For Jacksonville, they just get three people in the scoring column. Brady Comer leading the way. He had nine. It was Brady Borgman with three. Caleb White with two. Look at some of the stats. From the two-point range, Jacksonville, 4 of 10. They were 2 of 5. Or 2-15 from threes. They had four turnovers. Didn't make a trip to the free throw line. For Batesville, they spread out the scoring between six guys. They're led by Cade Kaiser, who had 10. There's Sam Johnson with 6. Trent Lewis had a 3. Braden Maple with a 3. And Gus Prickle had 2. Batesville from two-point range, 6 of 9. From three-point range, 3 of 13. They were 5 of 5 from the free throw line, and I also had them with 4 turnovers. So both teams at 4 turnovers, and they're firing up those 3 between the two of them. They've made 5 out of 28 three-pointers, so both teams just firing away. But this pace is definitely an advantage for Batesville as they're getting up and down the court. And Jacksonville, if they're going to stay at this pace, get themselves back into the game, they're going to have to hit some threes. They got some looks, but this switching defenses by Jacksonville has caused some problems. Right now, I'm going to take it back to Katie and Jim at the studio. Been helping us out. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. When I come back, we'll have more on this first half. You listen to Country 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and Versailles.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We're here at halftime at Batesville High School, game number two, the first round of the Ripley County Tourney. Batesville's out in front 26-14 over Jacksonville. I want to thank Bruns Gutzwiller, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications, Hurt & Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Affinity Graphics, and Tees. As you've heard us mention several times, this is the 100th anniversary of the boys' Ripley County Tourney. They have shirts on sale for these. There's all the letter jackets. If you can't make it over here, maybe there'll be pictures out about it, but if you can, go check it out. They've been able to get all the letter jackets from every school that has been in this over the last 100 years. They also have video going out in the lobby. Pictures of a lot of different people, a lot of different teams. So a really good thing happening over here. Again, be back here on Saturday night for the consolation and championships. We'll have a Hall of Fame induction between the two games, probably about 7:30 on Saturday night. Look forward to seeing a lot of people in here and keeping our fingers crossed. See a little weather coming, so hopefully that stays away and everything can go on as it should. Have about 3 minutes to go here till we start the second half. And again, Batesville's controlled everything as they came out, switching defenses, got the game going up and down the court. Jacksonville had the looks from three, and that was kind of their game plan. Coach Bowman had thrown out that they were going to fire up a lot of threes, and he wasn't kidding. As they come out and shot 15 here in the first half, he said it'd be up in the neighborhood of 30. So they're right on pace for that as we head into the second half. Problem is, they only knocked down two. Batesville was 3 of 13 for three, so both teams dominated by the three-pointer as they were firing away here in this half. But it's been a really good half of basketball. In that first game, South Ripley was able to advance. They beat Milan, so they'll be in the championship on Saturday night. Right now, we're going to step away, and we'll take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll bring you the second half of basketball. You listen to Country 103.9, WRBI, WRBIRadio.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a new Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you as we're at halftime here. Batesville leading Jacksonville 26-14. Thanks to Brian for carrying the halftime show here. You heard Mike Stratton on that commercial talking about one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball being the Ripley County Tourney. And I was fortunate to be a part of an introduction at halftime here of coaches. They did three different groups, one group of current coaches, one group of former coaches, and then a group of athletic directors. And, of course, as many of you know, I was a coach at South Dearborn High School for assistant coach for 6 years, head coach for 5 years. Had my share of opportunities coaching the Ripley County Tourney, and certainly a lot of fun to be a part of that. Brian, some great former coaches out there tonight. Randy Collins from Milan, Dave Bradshaw got a big ovation from the Jacksonville fans. Bob Meyer from South Ripley, the athletic directors, Debbie Jett, John Kolb, Mark Ferguson from Batesville. Just a lot of great guys. John Ward was out there as a former coach and athletic director from Jacksonville, and I'm just kind of hodgepodging here and hitting some names that come to mind, but it was a lot of fun, Brian, being out there with that crew. I feel very fortunate.
Brings back a lot of memories. From what I could see, like I said, I couldn't hardly see all the way down there, but good to see a lot of you guys back in here getting represented like that.
Jacksonville gets the first possession here of half number two. Batesville comes out trapping in their 2-3 zone. Eagles attacking this. On the drive is Cummer, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Dwinger on the left wing. Dwinger brings it right side to Brady Borgman. Borgman looks inside, finds Cummer. Cummer, one dribble, step back, pulls from 15, and he gets it. Puts Cummer in double figures tonight with 11, cuts the lead to 10, 26-16. Eagles come out man-to-man. Prickle catches it right wing, gets it off to Lures. Over to Prickle again on the right wing. Batesville looking to go inside, and they do so to Dwinger, just off the right block. Dwinger fakes. Dribbles, kicks it out. Lures has three, left wing long. Rebound battled for him. Batesville gets it. Sam Johnson with the putback, no good. Kaiser, first putback, no good. Gets it again. Second putback is good. And a foul.
A lot of action going on right there. I'm trying to mark spots down, but
12 points for Cade Kaiser. Brian draws the foul against Clark Dwinger, his third. That's huge. For Jacksonville, Kaiser going to go to the free throw line looking for the three-point play, and he gets it.
And that's a huge play all the way around because Jacksonville had that ball, lost it. Now they've given up 3 points here as they had a little momentum to start the half.
Those offensive rebounds will kill you. Jacksonville gets it across the timeline. Brady Borgman's open left corner. Three on the way, and he got it. Brady Borgman arches that ball well, Brian. He came in as a 46% three-point shooter, has 6 points. On the evening, 29-19, Eagles cut it back to 10.
Got his first career start tonight.
Jacksonville defensively here going against these Bulldogs. They get it down on the baseline, taking it to the block. Now kicking it out as Grunkmeyer finds Johnson. Johnson pulls up in the paint, and Sam Johnson nails the 10-foot jumper for his 8 point. 31-19. Across the timeline comes Dwinger for the Eagles. Goes left side to Borgman. Borgman on top to Cummer. Cummer drives to the right, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Dwinger. Clark spins in the paint, now kicks it out. Three on the way by Caleb White, no good. Rebound to Kaiser. Here come the Bulldogs. Ahead to Johnson, back to Kaiser. Kaiser lays it up and in with the left hand. Kaiser now with 15 off the nice assist from Johnson.
He's so athletic. He gets up quick, gets down the court well.
33-19. Borgman has it in the corner, gives it out to Caleb White. White dribbling near the top of the key, brings it left side to Dwenger. Makes that right side to Dwenger for the left-hander. And Dwenger puts it up and in from three. His first three-pointer on the night. Clark, a 59% three-point shooter coming in. His first three gives him five in the game. 33-22. Batesville with the ball in the half court. Cade Kaiser between the circles on the dribble. Finds a lane to the basket. Picks up his dribble. Now kicks it out and has it stolen. Dwenger with the deflection and the steal. Clark pulls up for the left side from 10 feet, and he banked it home.
That's a tough shot. A little pull up and in between. It was nice and soft off the glass.
5 points in the quarter, seven total for Clark Dwenger. 33-24, Eagles within nine. Batesville goes inside to Grunkmeyer. Grunkmeyer on the left block spins. Ball fake, shot up, no good. But a foul has been called, and that's going to send Grunkmeyer to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Looks like they're going to get number 15, Caleb White, for his second, the team's second of the half. Grunkmeyer will go to free throw line where he's at 81%, but it looks like he might have taken a finger into the eye.
Yeah, he's rubbing that eye a little bit. We'll see if he can gather his thoughts and his vision. He goes to the free throw line here trying to make this a 10-point advantage, and nope. But he's got an excuse, Brian. I couldn't see. His eye was
fine. That's right, 81%. You missed that one.
He is still messing with that right eye, so I do think there might be something to that. He's going to eye up the second one, and Grunk got that one. 3 points on the night for Grunkmeyer. Comes in averaging nine. Had a very good game against South Ripley prior to the break. 34-24. Eagles by 10. Excuse me, Eagles trailing by 10. Simon tries to drive baseline and kick it out. Stolen by Lures, but Lures loses a handle on it. He's going back down court. Coleman comes away with it for the Eagles. Gets it over to Dwenger, right side. Clark, one dribble, swings it around to Borgman. Now left side to Coleman. Coleman to Luke Simon. Simon tries to go high post with it, has it blocked away, but gets it back. Tries to go inside with it, knocked away and stolen by Sam Johnson.
Here six turnovers each way. Sorry, Rob.
No problem. Here comes Johnson, kicks it over to Kaiser. Kaiser puts up three, and it spins around the rim about five times and drops in for Cade Kaiser. Kaiser now with 17 in the contest. Make it 18. Jacksonville trailing 37-24 with the basketball. 3.5 to play here in quarter number three. Winner takes on South Ripley on Saturday night for the championship. They go high post to Dwenger, kicks it out to Luke Simon, right side. Luke back on top to Coleman, back to Luke. Three on the way, right wing, hard. Rebound controlled by Grunkmeyer. Grunkmeyer ahead to Kaiser, and Kaiser loses it out of bounds, and it'll go over to Jacksonville.
So seven turnovers now for the Bulldogs, 6-4 Jacksonville.
Eagles will inbound far side. Dwenger gets set to throw it in. Clark does so, but facing some pressure, gets it in right back, and now Clark Dwenger will bring it across the timeline for the Eagles. 3:15 to play in the quarter. Jacksonville gets it around the wing, over into the hands of Carson Hughes. He's trapped, now gets rid of it. It's out on top into the hands of Brady Comer. Back to Hughes. Hughes dribbling, picks up his dribble. Comer, three on the way. Got it.
Got it.
Brady Comer drops it in for three. 14 for Brady Comer. It's back to a 10-point lead for Batesville. They get it out to Maple. Left corner drives, kicks it out. Sam Johnson can make that one, but does not. It rims out. Grunkmeyer gets the offensive carom. One dribble, power move. Grunk off the glass for two. 5 points for Grunkmeyer, back to a 12-point advantage for the Bulldogs.
There's 5 points there just in this little stretch where Batesville's got the offensive board and gone back each time Jacksonville has tried to pull closer.
That length and physicality of the Bulldogs makes a difference on that offensive end, Brian. Eagles attacking this 2-3 zone. They go inside to Dwenger. He kicks it out. Three on the way by Hughes, left wing. No good. There's Kaiser for the rebound for the Bulldogs. Quickly down court ahead to Gus Prickle. Prickle picks it up, gets it off to Maple. Maple dribbling left wing. Nice ball fakes, goes inside. Now they kick it back out to Johnson. Three on the way. Got it. Brian, best three-point shot.
Inside out. They went right down into Grunk. Spun, went weak side, set, ready to nail it.
Johnson nails the three. Johnson now with 12 points. And Jackson Dell needs a timeout as they trail 42-27 with 1:55 to play in the third quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, Brian.
So Jackson Dell made a couple of runs here right off the bat. They scored two, cut into that lead, had a chance on offensive board, lost possession, turned into a three-point play for Batesville. Then as we talk, Jackson Dell's knocked down a couple more threes, just unable to stop Batesville. Batesville's had an answer every time, which good teams, fundamental teams, that's what they do.
I actually crossed paths with Aaron Garrett at halftime, Brian, as he was being introduced to the current coaches and then was heading back to the locker room, and I stopped him. I said, "Coach, how many defenses you got in your bag tonight? Because we've seen a ton of them tonight." He just smiled and headed on to the locker room. Timeout is over, and here's a man-to-man. Now they trap out of it and cause the turnover as bringing it across the court was Comer. Tried to find Hughes on the left side. Unable to connect. Ball goes out of bounds. Give it back to Batesville. Just the changing defenses have kept Jackson Dell off balance throughout the evening. Lures gets it across the timeline. Bounces it over to Kaiser. Kaiser takes it down to the right block. Now kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson drives. Kicks it out to Kaiser. Kaiser gets around his man. Nice move up and in. How smooth is Cade Kaiser? 20 now on the evening for Kaiser.
Gets to the bucket so quick. Quick first step.
44-27, Batesville on top by 17, 1:10 to play in the third quarter. Jackson Dell with the basketball. Hughes has it between the circles, right side to Coleman. Coleman being guarded tightly by Trent Lures. Coleman spins, takes it inside, gives it off to Comer. Comer sees a lane to the basket, and he squirrels in for the layup. Nice move by Brady Comer. Comer now looking at 16 points on the night for Jackson Dell. They trail by 15. Bulldogs get it to Sam Johnson. Back out to Lures, left side of the top of the key. Over to Sam Johnson, right side. Thought about the long three. Now gets a nice ball screen, dribbles off of it to his left. Puts up the 15-footer, and he gets it. Johnson's into double figures now with 13. 46-29, 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Eagles with the ball trailing. Coleman has it against the Bulldog zone. Coleman dribbling around to the right, hands it off to Brady Borgman. Borgman goes high post with it to Hughes, to White. White kicks it out to Hughes, kicks it out to Comer. Comer fakes, pulls up, and gets it from 10 feet. Brady Comer, another basket for the Jacksonville Eagles, makes it 46-31. 5 seconds left, quickly down court to Maple. Maple with the reverse layup from the right side and banks it home. For the final 2 points of the quarter, Braden Maple, his fifth point, makes it 48-31 as we head to fourth quarter action. Batesville Bulldogs on top by 17. We'll take a timeout and be back with more right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball Ripley County Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples back with you. A high-scoring quarter there. The Bulldogs outscore the Eagles 22-17 in the quarter to take a 48-31 lead as we head to fourth quarter action. Tonight's game brought to you in part by H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Carstetter Funeral Home, and the Rusty Buck. Batesville will get first possession here in the fourth quarter as the Bulldogs look to advance to the championship game if they can hold on to this 17-point lead. Batesville on the attack. Braden Maple right side to Johnson. Johnson way out on the right wing being guarded by Brady Borgman brings it out top to Maple. Maple fakes it inside, goes to Johnson on the wing. Johnson picks up his dribble now. Back to Maple. Good job by Jackson Dell defensively. Maple tries to throw it inside to Grunkmeyer. Finds the lane to Grunkmeyer. Grunkmeyer kicks it back out. Now Johnson has it. Johnson off a high ball screen. Screen and roll. Gets it to Grunk, and Grunk. The reverse layup on the left side. Grunkmeyer has 7 off the nice feed from Johnson.
Great possession there for Batesville. Really patient that time. Worked it around. Got a really good look inside.
Jackson Dell gets it in the corner. Hughes puts up the 3 out of the left, right corner, I should say. No good. Rebound control by Batesville. Down ahead to Johnson. Back to Lures. Lures sees the lane to the basket. Now picks it up. Kicks it back out to Johnson. Johnson goes right side with it to Maple. Maple inside to Grunkmeyer on the right block. Grunk fakes, drives. Ball fake again. Shot up. No good. Battles for his own rebound. Kicks it out to Caden Drake, who has checked in. Drake fakes. Dribbles, puts up a shot, and Clark Dwanger knocks it out of bounds. Over to Aaron Garrett. Keep it with the Batesville Bulldogs.
That offensive rebound by Grunkmeyer inside, that gives him 8 now. He averages about 6.5 a game.
Batesville inbounds in front of their own bench. They have it to Caden Drake. Over to Johnson on the left wing, standing right in front of Coach Garrett. Gets it up to Maple. Maple picks it up, out to Johnson, top of the key. Johnson dribbling, takes it right side over to Lures. Lures thought about the 3, thinks better of it, swings it back around. Johnson will pull from 3, left wing, and Sam Johnson nails the 3, his 3rd 3 of the night, giving him 16 points in the contest, 53-31.
Another very patient possession for the Bulldogs.
22-point advantage for the Eagles. Cummer tries to answer with 3 from the left wing for Jackson Dell. It's no good. It caroms out of bounds. Give it over to Batesville Bulldogs. 6:05 to play in the contest, Brian.
This thing's starting to get away from Jackson Dell a little bit. Again, those threes just aren't going. One here or there, but Batesville's had an answer every time and able to build on that each time as well.
6 minutes to play. Bulldogs with the basketball and the lead. Batesville enters it to Sam Johnson, right side. Goes high post with it to Maple. Maple drives down the left side of the lane, loses the handle, able to try to save it inbounds, but unable to get it to Caden Drake. It goes out of bounds. Give it back to the Jackson Dell Eagles.
The 8th turnover now on Batesville. Average 12 a game, so staying under their turnover average along with Jackson Dell. They got 7. They average about 14.
Jackson Dell bringing across the timeline. Batesville now not really pressuring out of this zone. They've dropped back into more of a half-court 2-3 zone. Cummer brings it right side into the hands of Carson Hughes. Back to Cummer, back to Hughes. They're playing catch out front. Cummer goes to Borgman on the left wing. Batesville doing a good job extending their arms, not giving up good looks on the perimeter. Hughes out top to Borgman, and Borgman tries to swing it to the left side, and it's stolen by Grunkmeyer. Grunkmeyer takes it down, picks up this dribble, kicks it out to Gus Prickle. Over to Cade Kaiser, now baseline left side with it to James Hughes, the freshman who's checked in. Up top to Kaiser. Kaiser finds Grunkmeyer at the high post. Grunkmeyer wide open there, takes it to the basket, tries to do a spin move, Brian. Lost his footing, ball goes out of bounds, give it back to the Eagles.
And that was a really good move. He had the position he got there, just lost possession of the ball. He was wide open for a shot.
Jackson Dell with the ball. Trailing 53-31, inside 5 minutes to play in the contest. They go left side to Clark Dwanger, back out to Hughes with the basketball, back to Dwanger. Hughes out top with it. Back to Dwanger as they keep it on that left side. Borgman comes up, tries to go right side with it, unable to do so. Now able to reverse the floor, get it over to Hughes on the right wing. Out on top to Cummer. 4:25 to play in the contest to Clark Dwanger. Dwanger takes it left side to Brady Borgman. Now Borgman dribbles out to the top, goes inside to Dwanger. Dwanger 2 dribbles to the left hand, tries to put it up from the left side, no good. Rebound battled for, and Batesville comes away with it with 4:09 to play. Bulldogs get it across into the hands of Grunkmeyer. Aaron Garrett says spread it out. Grunk sees the lane to the basket. Goes down the left side of the lane, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound by Caden Drake, his putback no good. Dwanger comes away with it for the Eagles. Gets it off to Hughes, back to Dwanger, now left side to Caleb White. White puts up a contested 3, no good. There for the putback is Comer, but he misses the putback, and Batesville comes away with the ball. 3:40 to play in the contest. Kaiser thought about the 3, now he'll take that 3. He who hesitates is lost. Brian, no good. Grunkemeyer, offensive rebound. Back out to Kaiser for another three. No good. Grunk says, I got you, brother, and gets another offensive rebound. And Batesville keeps the possession. Kaiser going to go for a hat trick here in this possession. He thought about another three. Now they swing it around. They get it down on the baseline left side to Gus Prickle. Prickle gets it off to Caden Drake. Back to Kaiser. Kaiser going to attack the basket this time. Looks to pass the ball away, but a whistle and a foul. Kaiser grabs that right side of his back, Brian, like he might be in a little discomfort there.
I see that. And we talk about how quick his first step is getting to the basket. You're talking about somebody 6'5" making that move. Really
he's
quick.
He's a smooth, athletic kid. Good football player for this school as well. Batesville inbounds under their own basket. That foul went against Jacksonville's Caleb White, his third. Kaiser on the attack, left side, kicks it out to Maple. Maple's going to bring it back out to the top. Under the watchful eye of Aaron Garrett, they get it over the corner. Three by Gus Prickle is long, no good. Rebound controlled by Jacksonville. Inside 3 minutes to play. Eagles trailing by 23. Brady Kummer has it between the circles, right side to Borgman. Borgman goes inside to Dwenger. Dwenger spins. Nice bounce pass over to Kummer. Kummer off the glass with a left hand. It's good, and he is fouled.
Really good look there by Dwenger. He posted up. He hit that middle. You talk about that middle's open a lot. He hit it. He squared up to the bucket. If you're in that middle, you got to square up, and he did, and there was a nice cut by Kummer. Going to get the two.
Jack Grunkemeyer picks up the foul, his second, and that's going to send Brady Kummer to the line. Brian, he averages 9 points a game. He's got 20 tonight, looking for 21. That one goes begging. Rebound pulled out of there by Kaiser. 2.5 to play exactly. Batesville with the ball and a big lead, Brian.
Do you have that as the first free throw of the night for the Eagles?
I do have that as the first free throw of the night for the Eagles, and that free throw is brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Kevin Kreckler with Assured Partners Insurance, and we have not had a lot of free throws in this game. Kaiser attacks the basket, kicks it out far side into the hands of Prickle. Prickle back to Kaiser. Now they go on top with it to James Hughes, left side to Maple. Jacksonville stays man-to-man. James Hughes, the left-hander, sees an opening, pulls up from 15, and James Hughes, the freshman, is in the scoring column with his first two to make it 55-33 Bulldogs. Jacksonville on the offensive attack. Brady Kummer has it, goes high post to Clark Dwenger. Dwenger dribbles it out to Hughes, back to Dwenger, three on the way by Clark, and he got it. The left-hander drained that one, makes him a double-figure scorer tonight with 10, 55-36, a minute and a half to play. Kaiser picks up his dribble, gets it off to Maple. Maple attacks left side, puts it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And they're going to get Brady Borgman on that one, Brian.
You're right. I believe that's just the first on Brady tonight.
That's going to send Braden Maple to the free throw line. He's 5-for-8 on the season. These will be his first attempts tonight. These free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See David Ball with Assured Partners Insurance. First free throw up. No good. Wholesale substitutions for Jacksonville. Couple of substitutions for Batesville as well. Clint Bowman slaps hands with his guys as they come off of the floor. Clint will regroup and get ready to take on Milan in the consolation game on Saturday night. Second free throw on the way by Braden Maple, and it's good. Braden has 6 points on the evening. Tonight's game brought to you by Hurt and Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. 120 to play in the contest. Jacksonville with a basketball. Hughes has it out at the center circle. Takes it right side to Ash. They go high post with it into the hands of Luke Simon. Simon loses the handle. They quickly go down court. Come the Bulldogs. Driving from the left side is some guys that I don't have on my roster, Brian. That was number 5 for Batesville, and I don't have a number 5.
Looks like Ethan Snyder.
Thank you very much, sir. 50 seconds to play here in the contest. Jacksonville with a basketball, trailing by 20, down to 45 seconds. With it for the Eagles is Landon Ash out between the circles, gets it inside, and a shot put up on the far baseline by Luke Simon is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Batesville. Keep it with Jacksonville. Keegan Williamson is the one number I was having trouble picking out there for the Eagles. Keegan, number 54, the 5'11 junior, is going to inbound under the basket, gets it into Luke Simon. Simon spins, puts up the jump hook in the paint, and he gets it. Luke Simon, his first two of the contest, makes it 56-38, and Batesville can dribble this one out for the last 20 seconds if they so choose. Jackson Dell going to come out and put pressure on him. Ball in the hands of Cameron Holcomb. He swings it around. They give it over to, again, number 5 for the Bulldogs. Back out now to James Hughes, and Hughes is going to dribble this one out with 5-4. You'll hear the buzzer momentarily, and the Batesville Bulldogs advance to the championship game with a 56-38 victory over the Jackson Dell Eagles. Saturday night's matchups are set. Consolation game will be Jackson Dell taking on Milan in game number 1. Championship game, the Batesville Bulldogs will take on the South Ripley Raiders on Saturday night. Brian Samples and I will be here to bring you all that action on Saturday night. We're going to take a timeout and come back with our post-game show right after this. You're listening to the High School Boys Basketball Ripley County Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you, where the Batesville Bulldogs have just run their record to 7-3 on the season with a 56-38 victory over the Jackson Dell Eagles. Eagles fall to 5-7 on the season. Saturday night's matchups will see the Jackson Dell Eagles taking on the Milan Indians in game number 1 in the consolation game. Milan fell victim to South Ripley tonight in game number 1 by a score of 63-39. That 63 points will help the Raiders advance to the championship to take on the Batesville Bulldogs for the 2024 Ripley County Basketball Tournament title. Again, as we've been saying all night long, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament. In game number 2, Batesville kind of got on top in this one and really led from start to finish, but Jackson Dell put up a valiant effort throughout the evening. Batesville outscored them 13-7 in the first quarter, took a 26-14 lead into the half. Bulldogs were up by 17, 48-31 going into the final quarter, and they come away with a 56-38 victory. Taking a look at individual scoring numbers, first of all, for the victorious Batesville Bulldogs, they were led tonight by 20 points from 6'5 junior Cade Kaiser. Got those in the first three quarters of the contest. Also hitting double figures tonight was 6'2 senior Sam Johnson. Johnson gets 16. Then you had Jack Grunkmeyer tossing in 7. Braden Maple got 6 points. Trent Lures had 3. James Hughes and Gus Frickle each had 2. So again, for the Bulldogs, 20 for Cade Kaiser, 16 for Sam Johnson, 7 for Jack Grunkmeyer, 6 for Braden Maple, 3 Trent Lures, 2 James Hughes, and 2 for Gus Prickle. That's the 56 points for your Batesville Bulldogs. On the Jackson Dell side, 4 players in the scoring column tonight, led by 20 points from 5'10 senior Brady Cummer. He takes game-high tying honors. Brady with 20, along with Cade Kaiser from Batesville. Clark Dwinger had 10, Brady Borgman 6, and Luke Simon 2. Again, 20 for Brady Cummer, 10 for Dwinger, 6 for Borgman, 2 for Luke Simon. That's the 38 points for the Jacksonville Eagles. Brian, what's it look like from a team standpoint?
Thanks, Rob. I'll go through the rebounds real quick and do a little bit of shooting. I want to take a second to thank all the coaches. I sent out a lot of emails this week, a lot of texts back and forth to get a lot of information. Every coach was really good about sending that back, especially, you know, boys and girls did the games last night as well. So I want to thank all of them. They got plenty of things they're trying to prepare for this week, and I just want to give them a shout-out. A lot of time they don't get credit for that of all the other things they're doing. They're sending us information all the time, and we really appreciate that stuff that we can use. And right now we have Coach Garrett here, so we'll talk to him real quick.
Absolutely, Brian. We'll get back to your team statistics here in a minute, but Coach Aaron Garrett, the Bulldogs come away with a 56-38 victory. And to show off my vocabulary, I'm going to start with a question about the plethora of defenses the Bulldogs employed tonight. We talked about one defense in the pregame show, Coach, and you played about 11. Talk to me about that.
It's a great team of announcers from coaching standpoint. My goodness.
I appreciate that. You're a liar, but we appreciate that. So,
but obviously, in Jacksonville's game plan, they wanted as few possessions as possible, long possessions. And we can do some things that have our 23, our 2-3, but we wanted to switch things up in terms of some full court man, some half court man denial defense, trapping out of our zone, whether it be rushing them at the 10-second line, dropping to a wing. So just we had to keep them uneasy because, as you saw, they had their feet set and there's no pressure on them shooting. As we shared in the pregame, they have shot really, really well from three, but we just wanted to make them have to handle the ball as much as possible, make as many passes as possible, try to get deflections, and then ultimately try to go the other way. So not the cleanest game for the Bulldogs, but I was most upset at halftime in terms of we almost had twice as many three-point attempts as two-point attempts. And we had a good three-point shooting team, but when I go back in the film, I told them I bet a half of them off of like we settled for a three. So we had some front-side attack threes where it just wasn't a good look. We had some guys taking quite a few threes that are down the depth chart in terms of who should be taking threes, right? I thought the guys did a much better half in that third quarter. Our goal was to try to get the lead to 20 by the end of the third. I think we got it to 18. But we started playing inside-out basketball, and Jack's really good in there. And it's not that he's got a score in there, but, man, does he create. He had 7, but he created a lot of other opportunities. And I thought Jack worked really hard on the boards in terms of getting some extra looks on the offensive glass.
I agree with that. And Jack Grunkmeyer, the offense can run through him down there on the block. And Brian and I talked really in both games tonight, Coach. My opinion, your best looks from three are inside-out looks when the shooter's facing the basket, can step into it. And you've got some of those guys that can do that, and Jack's able to find them. But also want to talk about Cade Kaiser. The young man is athletic. He's smooth on his drives to the basket. It's got to be great to have a guy like that on your side of the floor.
Yeah, as I looked at the scorebook, he scored 20 just in three quarters. And Cade's a kid. I said this after our tournament on Thursday over Christmas break. He's arguably the best athlete I've coached. And I've coached some really good athletes. So he's been truly blessed. And he works out of that weight room up there. Obviously, he's a physically strong kid. We've got to get his basketball skills up to speed with his athleticism coming off the football season he had. And you'll see week by week as we played mid-January, late January, February, then into the tournament, you'll continue to see a different Cade Kaiser just as all that tightens up. And again, he puts together 20 points tonight and some big buckets there. He had a big third quarter for us. And like you said, playing inside out, one of my favorite plays of the game was Sam Johnson getting a three because he used his voice as the defense had to collapse on Jack. We had a diagonal look to the three-point line, a much more comfortable look that is a catch-and-shoot. Totally different look than what we were taking in the first half as far as front-side attacks, running full speed. And our guys can hit that, but like a Gus Prickle. Gus is our best three-point shooter on the season so far. Didn't get any to go down tonight, but we got to generate better looks, and that's exciting to we're nowhere near our ceiling yet in terms of what this group's able to do.
Well, you mentioned Sam Johnson, and he had another good offensive game for you, averaging 13. He got 16. I saw him right before the break against South Ripley. He had a fantastic night that night. He played well again tonight for you offensively, Coach.
Yeah, I really challenged Sam with not just being the three-point shooter, Sam Johnson, as he has been the last couple years. Some big plays there in that second half where he took the – he's got a great pull-up game. And I know if you're a numbers guy, an analytics guy, which I agree with some of that, but when you've got kids that have a great pull-up jumper, and Sam has one, so you've got to get to three. So a lot of times he'll just lift that chin. He's got the pull-up jumper, and he's gotten really good at what we call bully finishes, where you go downhill, the help side comes over, you get a bully jump off to either make the play at the rim or create a pass for your teammate against recovering defense. He's done a much, much better job of just playing team basketball. And that's what's fun to see a group that just comes together. It'd be Cade, Sam, Jack, right, Gus, our guys that have played a lot of varsity basketball. It's fun to coach a group that truly doesn't care who scores what as long as the Bulldogs win. And you know how rare that is. So it's
absolutely. And you can see that in your ball club. And another team that played like that tonight was South Ripley. They shared the ball very well in their victory over Milan tonight. You've got a matchup, a rematch coming up of a game that just happened a couple of weeks ago at South Ripley where Batesville got the win. Going to play them here on your home floor on Saturday night. As you preliminarily look ahead, based on what you've seen out of them so far, what are your thoughts looking forward on that one on Saturday?
Yeah, it should be a good game. And then I told the guys coming to this Jacksonville game, we're not going to beat them by 30 again, right? If we're fortunate enough to beat South Ripley on Saturday, it will not be by 20, right? Those teams are good basketball teams. They're well-coached. It's the county tournament. There's a lot of pride. And even watching the tournament games for South Ripley over the break, tournament games over Christmas break, they're interesting because there's usually not much crowd there. Mm-hmm. It's just different. You're playing a lot of games in one day. So tonight doesn't surprise me in terms of just feeding Johnson, feeding Henry, and then when you have to take care of that, you have the outside snipers out there ready to catch and shoot. So I was equally impressed tonight with how South Ripley exerted their will. Mm-hmm. They definitely had a size advantage, a skill advantage, and just methodically possession by possession. I told my guys after our game, they played really, really well tonight.
Yep.
So we've got to help take care of that. The Pennon Heights game in our tournament hopefully will be a good primer for that because they had six guys mm-hmm. that were athletic that were good players. So we got some reps in that game. We'll continue to study that game and then also break down the film for the night. Because I think the Henry kid especially, I'm not sure there's very few basketball players in Southeast Indiana as good as him right now, but even the potential he has is just off the charts.
Well, Coach, it's been a fun night tonight. Just looking back, we talked a little bit about the letter jacket display in the hallway, the introductions and so forth, the coaching introduction tonight. Even on a Wednesday night, and it shows you what this tournament means to people, how many former coaches were out there, probably at least a dozen former coaches, a half dozen or so athletic directors, all the current coaches. Just a cool evening.
A lot of brain power on that baseline with there.
There was a lot of wins and losses down there one way or the other, but it was so cool to see some guys from the John Wards and guys that did it a long time ago, Paul Ehrman, and some of these guys, to the current guys like yourself that were out there. Just a lot of fun. I told Coach Meyer as we were walking off the floor, I said, how fortunate are we to be a part of Ripley County basketball? It's really cool.
Yeah, and it's something that can never be taken away from us, which is just, we're just blessed. I didn't grow up in this county, but man, am I blessed to have moved here. And then, a lot of people don't know this, but my first true coaching job was an eighth grade team at South Ripley. Really good team, still follow those guys, good group of dudes. But to see a coach called here, mm-hmm. I've not seen forever.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. Debbie Jett, she truly took care of a young guy and mentored him in the classroom and on the basketball floor as an AD down there. Then had Mark Ferguson back here. Just such a good night. And on down the line, a lot of Coach Bradshaw, Coach Meyer,
yep.
Coach Herm, and so on and so on and so on. Because it means something. Mm-hmm. And that's why this tournament has persisted for 100 years. And I got a good feeling it's going to go on for 100 more years at least in terms of how much pride is in this tournament.
Then we look forward to Saturday night where we'll have the induction of Paul Best from South Ripley, Brad Borby from Jacksonville, Marshall N. Fields from Jacksonville, Jason Waddick from Batesville, Alan Meyer from Batesville, Mark Reilly from Sunman, the new inductees into the Hall of Fame. That'll happen on Saturday night. It's just a special night going to be out here.
Yeah, and Alan Meyer, I remember playing against him in high school. Arguably maybe the best athlete, one of the best athletes Batesville's produced. That's in terms of as you look at different decades. It's unbelievable. And Jason Laudick still has the program record for threes made in a game with 9 in a regional game.
Mm-hmm.
So you see some of the shooting displays that we saw Saturday with the kid from Uncali, some of the athletes on the floor currently. And that record still persists in terms of 9 made threes on the biggest stage in a regional game. So when you have these inductions and some of those stories come out and what they'll read, and the committee that I know you're part of does such a great job with that ceremony on Saturday, I think that's the true magic that makes this tournament so special and persist. It's how we do our Hall of Fame.
Yep.
It's so well done.
And Brian is a member of that yep. committee and has done a great job there, and we're looking forward to that. Last question, Coach. because Brian and I need to know this. What's the exercise plan for tomorrow morning? Because it's exercise today. Somehow, some way, rise and shine. Don't rise and whine. What's on the schedule for tomorrow morning? I got
to
know.
I'm going to have to whine just a little bit in terms of it took me a while to get out here because the last 2 days coming off break were leg days. My hamstrings could snap any moment. So I just hope it's not leg day. Now, Friday will be a running day. So I love it. I love it. And you know this. You guys have been coaches. If you don't, it's tough with your health this time of year. So I've got a follower here. I love this.
You do. That's a coach. I follow
you. I do too.
You.
I see it all the time.
Absolutely. Brian and I don't practice what you preach, but at least we follow what you're doing. You're an inspiration, brother.
Coach Combs always gets me too. He's got comments for me.
Aaron, we appreciate your time here in the post game show. Thank Congratulations on the victory tonight, and good luck to you and the Bulldogs on Saturday. Aaron Garrett, always generous with his time. We appreciate him joining us here in the post-game show. Brian, wrap up your team stats, and we will get out of here.
He did take a piece of candy from me there, so mark that down. You went through the points. I'll go through rebounds. Caleb White, these are all unofficial. He had 4 rebounds. Clark Dwinger, 5. Brady Cummer with 4. Luke Simon, 1. Brady Borgman with 2. Look at Batesville. Gus Prickle with a rebound. Cade Kaiser had 6. Trent Lewis, 4. Sam Johnson with 6. Jack Krunkemeyer with 9. Braden Maple with 1. Caden Drake had 2. Look at the shooting. Batesville 13 of 22 from the 2. They were 5 of 23 from 3s, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line, 10 turnovers for Jacksonville, 9 out of 20 from the 2-point range, 6 out of 26 from the 3s. Just got to the free throw line one time. They were 0 for 1, and they had 11 turnovers. And those are my stats unofficially.
Great job, Brian. Brian, it was a pleasure working with you. First time we've gotten to do that so far this year. Look forward to pairing up on the air a few more times, especially this coming Saturday night as we get ready for the championship round here. Brian, I think we both want to say thank you as well to Brian Helby, first of all, the athletic director here at Batesville, who's hosting this boys' tournament, but also Paul Stone from Jacksonville, Susan Fiddler from Milan, Jeff Gorrell from South Ripley. Those athletic directors here in the county have worked together to put together some special things for this 100th tourney. And Brian, again, we'll remind those who may not have been listening earlier, next year is the 50th girls tourney. Many of the things that are being done this week will be done next year for the girls. You'll be out there getting introduced as a former girls coach in this tournament as well, and we look forward to those things next year as the Ripley County basketball tournament continues. Well, we got to say also thank you to all of the coaches tonight. They all were generous with their time in the pregame, Coach Garrett in the postgame, but we thank all 4 coaches for their time with what we did here tonight. Also back in the studio, a big thanks to Katie Kinker and Jim Williams for running the board. And as always, we've got to say thank you to our fine sponsors, who without them we could not bring you high school basketball here on 103.9 WRBI. We say thank you to Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehrings, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Carstetter Funeral Home, The Rusty Buck, Bruns Gutzweiler, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications, Hurt & Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and our free throw sponsor, Assured Partners Insurance. The consolation and final, they are set for both girls and boys tournaments. Both will be the same. Girls consolation and boys consolation will feature Milan and Jacksonville. The championship games will feature South Ripley and Batesville. Girls tournament on Friday night at Jacksonville. Boys tournament on Saturday right back here at Batesville. So we want to thank you for joining us tonight. Again, our final scores. Game number 1, South Ripley gets a 63-39 victory over Milan. And in game number 2, it's the Batesville Bulldogs with a 56-38 victory over the Jacksonville Eagles. For my partner Brian Samples alongside, and for Katie Kinker and Jim Williams back in the studio, this is Rob Moorhead saying thank you so much for joining us for the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tourney. Have a great evening. We will see you on Saturday.